We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Almost a total month into the new year, and amazingly enough, I have not changed the music yet, which I wanted to do on the first of the year. I got a whole bunch of music from Mike Stewart. I mean, a ton of it. And I've been trying to go through it. I just don't have time, or I get tired. Now I've got a bad cold. So here we are with the old music. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos, and I'm the chief geek. I'm the guy that sits here and answers all the question and answers and all of that stuff. And sometimes I talk gardening. Who knows? I'm going to talk about owls. I like owls. I like owls a lot. I got scared to death by an owl when I was about 14 years of age. There's a little creek in the town of Dunedin, Florida. The heart of rock and roll, by the way. The heart of rock and roll is Dunedin. But anyway, now that's all developed now around this little creek called Curlew Creek. But back when I was a youngster of about 14, it wasn't. And we used to go down to Curlew Creek and walk along the bank and look for arrowheads. I don't know why. We just looked for them. I don't think we ever found any, but we did find old bottles, and we used to collect old bottles. And so we would do that, and it was pretty thick brush and pretty heavily wooded area. And you had to go into some pretty thick woods just to get to the creek, to the areas where we wanted to do our stuff. And the creek was very shallow. There was an alligator here and there, you know. But we went there. I was going down there one time with my good friend. And by the way, I apologize in advance for the throat and the voice. I've got all kinds of bad stuff happening here. I just do. We shall persevere. Anyway, I'm going through this rather thick brush, and then right in front of me, I mean right smack in front of me on a very low branch was an owl. And he was 3 feet from me, and he's just looking at me. Let me tell you something about owls that I didn't know. They're a lot bigger than they look in the pictures. I mean, when you walk up on an owl, there's little tiny owls, I know, but I'm talking in Florida. I mean, you walk up on an owl, that is a big bird, and he's got a big beak, and they've got really powerful looking eyes. And I just sat there, and I was scared to death at first. And then he didn't move. He just sitting there looking at me, wondering what I'm doing in there. And I didn't want to back up and run. I really wanted to get to the creek. And so I just kind of sat there and watched him for a few minutes, and then I was just amazed at him, which, by the way, I'm going to get to something about this in just a minute. So I gently just kind of walked around him and went down to the creek, and I met my friends down there, and I said, yeah, there's an owl back there. And, yeah, let's go look at him. I'll take you back. I took him back, and there's the owl. The owl turns his head and looks at everybody. You know, hi, owl. Hello. They're bigger than they look. Yeah, they sure are. But anyway, owls are predators. And you know what owls eat? Owls eat rats. Yeah, they eat rats. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing, except for when people get involved in this. Have you ever gone out, mostly on commercial properties, but also I see them at residential properties, and you will see these bait boxes outside of these commercial buildings. And inside these locked bait boxes is rat poison to kill the rats before they, you know, I guess presumably come into the house. And, you know, the rats go out and die. But, you know, rats don't die right away. They kind of get sick and they become weak. And when they become weak and injured, guess who goes after them? Predatory birds, such as, oh gosh, eagles and ospreys and owls. And when they eat a rat that has ingested rat poison, the birds die. The predatory birds just die. And the other thing that, you know, the other animal that goes after those rats that are dying are dogs and cats. And if they bite in and chomp on and actually eat a little bit of the dying or dead rat, they die. I got an email this week from somebody asking me, they're just terrified of rats coming into their house, and what did I suggest using those bait boxes? And the answer is no, I don't. The answer is if rats are everywhere. I'm just going to tell you, rats are stinking everywhere. I don't want them in my house. I had a big episode with rats in this house 10 years ago. I mean, a giant episode with rats in this house 10 years ago. But I have now solved that problem. Thank God. Otherwise, I'd have just had to move. It was awful. But I don't want rats in the house. But rats are outside. Rats are outside. Everywhere. I'm somebody who goes out and, you know, for a living, I go out to houses and I'm in people's yards all the time. And I'm looking at windowsills and I find rat poop on people's windowsills. Rats are there. I see signs where rats run across the tops of fences and people say, can I put poison in them? No, don't poison the rats. Let the rats live. Let snakes get them. You know, that's why we have snakes to kill the rats. And that's why we have predatory birds to kill the rats. But when we use rat poison, we're harming the snakes, we're harming the predatory birds, and the predatory animals that go out to eat rats. So stop. Just stop. If you don't want rats in your house, do what I did. Exclude them. Make sure there's no openings in your house. Absolutely make sure that there's no cracks and crevices that they can get into. There is a aluminum flange that if you have central air conditioning in your house, central air and heat or a heat pump, this pipe runs up the side of your house and there's this aluminum thing that goes around it. Rats love to go in there. I seal that up. I stick steel wool in the bottom of it. That's what I did at my house. I jammed that thing full of steel wool. Then I took that expandable foam, jammed it up there and shot it up there. Rats aren't going in my attic. Rats aren't going in my house anywhere. I have them excluded, and that is what I suggest to you. I do not suggest poisoning rats. I'm not brokenhearted about the rats dying. Trust me. I think the only good rat is a dead rat myself. I mean, I just can't stand rats. But killing them this way is cruelty to animals. Killing them with a snap trap, boom, they're dead. They walk up, you know, eat the bait on the trap or just step on the trap. And that thing slams down, breaks their neck, kills them. Just like that, they're dead. They're DRT. They're dead right there. But when you poison a rat, they suffer. They're an animal. And I just, you know, I'm an animal lover. I really am. I truly am. Rats are disease spreaders and bad. I mean, you know, if they're in your house, you got to kill them. Okay, you have to exclude them, but you got to kill them. You got to trap them and you got to kill them. But you don't need to put poison outside of your house or your commercial building in order to make sure rats aren't going to come in. If you do a good enough job of excluding them, if you have good construction and your house is designed to where rats can't get in, then you're fine. I've got a really good friend. His name is Dusty Showers. I want you to Google Dusty Showers. Just Google Dusty Showers. Very interesting guy. He's a wildlife trapper and just an all-around great guy. His website is, if I can remember, creepycreatures.net. Besides being a wildlife trapper and all-around good guy, he goes out and rescues dogs, and he owns He started and runs a breast cancer charity called The Second Baseman. By the way, it took me years to get that. But did you get it? But he does that. He just does a lot of good work out in the community. And Dusty does not use poisons on rats. He excludes them. And I saw a house down in St. Petersburg, Florida. I called it the Herman Munster's Mansion. It kind of looked that way. It was built in 1911. And it had more holes in it than you could even imagine. And Dusty went down there with his crew, and they excluded that house. They put they put chicken wire, they did all of this stuff, and they sealed that house up so rats could not go in there. And it worked wonderfully. So even a house like that was over 100 years old, that was just had every crack and crevice in the world, they can be sealed up because Dusty did that. I watched them do that. He does not believe in poisoning either. We have to be friendly to our animals, even if we're going to kill them. And trust me, I am not the least bit, worried about killing a rat with a trap. Okay, I'm just not. But when you poison them, you are endangering other animals. You are absolutely endangering other animals. So please do not do that. I know it's not gardening, but it's kind of gardening because it's around the house and it's, rats get into your garden and wreak havoc. They really do. Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Cross.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Okay, this whatever is going around is getting to me, and the voice is in the throat and the upper respiratory. I'm going to work my way through this. Hi everyone, welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Prost, and I am the Chief Geek. And you know what I did tonight, knowing that I was sick? What I always do when I know I'm sick, I bake chocolate chip cookies. But guess what? Oh, and by the way, they're delicious. I had one. I couldn't do cookies and milk because I can't drink milk when I'm all like this, you know, and drinking milk is the worst thing in the world to do. So I've bounced down a bunch of vitamin C, and I bounced down this liquid, well, it's a powder that you mix with water, and I swallowed that down. And I've talked about this before, and I've been asked about it, and I just haven't talked about it. But I'll talk about it now because I just pulled it off the shelf and started using it. It is beyond, and I'm not financially attached to these people at all. This is not a product endorsement. I'm not getting any money. They don't give me any free stuff. I buy it all, and it's expensive. It is called Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and it is a powder with about a gazillion vitamins and minerals in it. And you mix it with water, and you shake it up, and you drink it. It is not the tastiest thing in the world. They want to make you think it is because of the name, Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You think it's going to be delightful. It's not. It's okay, but it's not, you know, it's not great. You can do it. But I'm doing that twice a day now, trying to like just dump nutrition into me and see if I can feel better fast, because I'm on a slippery slope here, man. I'm, you know, that flu thing's going around. I don't ever think I've had the flu since I was a tiny kid, and I don't want to mess with this. I'm washing my hands a lot during the day, and and I don't make out with old sick people. That's the key. I think not making out with old sick people is going to be the king. No French kissing the old sick people or the young sick people. Maybe no French kissing at all until like all of this is done. And when was the last time I French kissed? Oh, man. Anyway, back to the plant talk, as we say. And the question is, and by the way, what a wonderful question for the middle of winter, but spring is just around the corner. And I've been asked in a couple of emails about establishing a turf lawn, you know, a turf grass, a lawn with plugs. And do I recommend it? And absolutely, I do. I think it is better than putting down sod. I really do. I think it is, you know, if you want a lawn, there's several ways to get a lawn. And, you know, the one that we think about the most is throwing a sod down there. Oh, look, it's an instant lawn. Now you do have to do ground preparation, A lot of people don't, though. The overwhelming majority of people don't. Here's what sod companies do. And I'm not talking about all sod companies. I'm just talking about 95% of them. And 95% of the sod companies that come out to install sod around your house, I'm just going to endear myself to them right now. But 95% of them, this is what they know. They know a couple of things. They know you scrape, you go in with a Bobcat and you scrape off the old yard. And then you slap in the new sod with the green side up. And then the third and most important thing is you pick up the check. There it is. That is the most of what they know. And some people don't even scrape up the old yard. They just slap the sod on top of it and hope for the best. I've seen that happen. I see that happen all the time. Not a good plan because, you know, you've got all the weeds and everything that were in there before. I've seen other people... And I've done this before. Spray an existing yard that is mostly weeds with Roundup. Kill it all off. Let it totally brown down. Then take a rock rake in there and just, you know, number one, take a mower and cut it down as low as you can after it's dead. And then go in there with a rock rake and get it all loose. And then I put sod on top of that. Again, not the best idea, but it does work. Okay? But I do a little bit more than that. After I spray it with Roundup, kill it off. Take a rock rake out there, and you just got to get out there and do that. You just get soil nice and loose. I take a hose-in sprayer, and I take Super Thrive, and I put it in the hose-in sprayer, cap full, you know, and I spray the soil in the dead grass. I spray that all down, and then I put the sod down on top of that, and it always grows in well. Okay, so sodding, one way to get a lawn. Way number two, seed. You can seed a lawn. Seeding a lawn is a lot of work. A lot of work if you want it to be successful. Let's put it that way. Again, you've got to do ground preparation. You've got to kill off the existing lawn with Roundup or, you know, the generic version of it, glyphosate active ingredient. You got to do that, in my humble opinion. And then you've got to, again, rake it up, you know, get it all ready, and then you have to put seed down, and you have to have good quality seed. I mean, really good quality seed. And I do the Super Thrive thing first also with that. And then I put the seed down, and then you water. And you've got to water twice a day. I mean, you got to keep until you get the grass growing. That is way number two. It's a lot more work. As a matter of fact, I personally think it's more work than sod. But my favorite way to establish a lawn is with grass plugs. I absolutely love using grass plugs. I do everything that I talked about before. I kill off the existing lawn. That's all I do with that. I kill off the existing lawn. Then I take and I use an auger with a cordless drill, and I just drill down in, you know, to the depth of the grass plugs that you buy, and I make holes, round holes for a square plug. I know, but that's what I do. And I put them, depending upon the grass, anywhere from 12 to 20 inches apart. Straight line, and then I checkerboard them. Straight line, 20 inches the other way, checkerboard. Straight line, 20 inches the way, checkerboard. Straight line. And then when you're done, you see all these grass plugs out there. And you drill the holes, and you take the grass plugs out of the tray and drop them into those holes, and then you step on them. I go one step further than that. I mix up the Super Thrive in a pump-up sprayer. And I go and I spray it into all of the holes. Okay. By the way, you don't have to use Super Thrive, but I suggest it. I do. I have done that. I've also, in the past, I've done this, but I've stopped doing it because it's way too much work. Taking a 5 gallon bucket, fill it half full of water, put 2.5 cups of or bottle tops full of Super Thrive in there. And then I've dipped each one of the plugs in there before I plant them, but it just takes too long. I found just spraying into holes with the Super Thrive works wonderfully well. And you put those in. And then the other thing I do right after that, right as soon as they're in the ground, that very day, I go over the top of it with an 888 fertilizer. Just boom, like that. And then I fertilize it every month. Of course, you got to water every day. But if you fertilize every month, starting, you know, when you plant these things in the spring, they will grow together. I can grow a lawn together from grass plugs in 3 to 4 months by fertilizing every month and doing proper planting. I can grow it together. You've got a wonderfully established lawn, and it looks great. Hope that answered the questions. This is Ask the Garden Geek, and I hope my throat gets better. I'm Michael Gross.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
6723.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
This edition of Ask the Garden Geek, we shall be talking about the benefits of compost, both homemade compost and store-bought compost. There's store-bought compost? Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. Why would there be store-bought compost? There is. It's out there. And I was asked this week in an email, what do you think about store-bought compost? Should I buy it? Yeah, if you don't want to make your own compost pile, why not? One of the things I noticed when I saw some, though, is that it's kind of pricey. I had no idea. You know, I don't have one now. I don't have a compost pile going now. I just don't. This is the first time in a long time I haven't had a compost pile. I always had compost piles. Love compost. Used to do a lot more planting than I do now. But, so I always had a compost pile. And I used to make my own compost. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But, you know, buying it, yeah, it's out there. I saw it. I saw it in a couple of locations. People selling plastic bags full of compost. In other words, they're doing the composting. Slap it in a bag, sell it to you so you don't have to. I compost. What do I compost with? That's a good question because there's a lot of things that you do not want to use as compost. I use grass clippings. I use certain leaves and, things like that. Brush that I cut down. I use that. I use lettuce and cabbage, you know, the extra leaves and all of that. I have also ground up carrots and use that. What else have I used? Just about everything off the dining room table, except for meat. Do not use meat. Meat will attract rats. Rats are going to be attracted to a compost pile anyway, but don't use meat. Bad, 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 bad. You don't want to use that. I have used stale boxes of cereal that, you know, I was going to throw out. Instead of throwing it out, just, you know, tossed it in the compost pile. Done that. I'm terrible about that, man. I buy a box of cereal thinking I'm going to eat it, and the only cereal I buy is Cheerios. And, you know, it's supposed to be good for your cholesterol and all that, and, you know, I'll start eating it. It's so good. And then I just stop. I just stop. I don't remember the last time I finished a box of Cheerios. But, you know, I want a bowl of Cheerios, but then you realize that the box has been up there for a month and a half. Oh, okay. Out the compost pile. There it is. Put it out in the compost pile. And then if you're going to have a compost pile, you need a pitchfork. You cannot have a cut. Now, they have these nifty little composting machines that, you know, that are rollers that you can buy. I never owned one. Now, we had them in school when I was teaching. We had them there. We didn't use them, but we had them. You know, we just made big compost piles at school. But we had those things. I don't know why school board bought them. School board spends a lot of money on stuff like that. Somebody said, buy them. Here's the fun part.
We had to buy them every 3 years. Even though we never used them, you know, I'd get this little memo saying, oh, it's time to replace all your equipment, so I need you to go and get three bids on a new composter that we've never used, because we're going to get a new one. We're going to take this one out to the warehouse. And saying, you know, okay, all right. not one of the bad parts of teaching. But anyway, they have those compost, and I see people with them. I have friends who have them, and you just put it in there, and you can take it, and you can turn it. And they've even got some with electric motors, so you don't have to turn them. You can do that, but not me. Here's what I've done. I've taken wood, and I've made a little wall, you know, with wood. And by the way, do not use pressure-treated wood on this. I've also done it with vinyl. I got some one time I got a piece of vinyl fencing that was left over from somebody put up a fence, and I used that, and I made a little area, and I just threw all the stuff in there. And you got to go out there, and you got to turn the compost with a pitchfork. And to speed things along on the compost pile, and I learned this from Fran Addy, as a matter of fact, who now works for Scott's Fertilizer. I throw a little bit of fertilizer in there, just sprinkle. I use a spreader, my little hand spreader. I would sprinkle out a little bit of fertilizer on top of the compost, and then I would turn it. And in the heat, that fertilizer really gets that stuff melting fast. And, you know, and you got to go through stages with the compost. You have like two sections. Some people do it into three sections. I do it into two. I have the new stuff on the one side, and I got the old stuff that is, you know, really good compost over on the right side. Some people actually have a barrier between there. I never do. I just, you know, just the way I did. I learned how to compost from a guy by the name of Garth Craig, who was an old North Carolina farmer who I worked for in 1972 down here in Florida. And he taught me the fine art of composting. And, you know, he says, just don't get too complicated about it. You just throw stuff out there. Banana peels, you know, all this stuff. You just throw it out there. You just throw it out. Apple peels. Why do people do this? Oh, okay, people, my sister used to do that. When you get an apple, I think you're going to take an apple and you're going to eat it, the skin and all. No, my sister always peeled the apples before she ate them. I don't know, she did not eat apple peels. And there's a lot of people who do that. We take the apple peels, throw them in the compost pile. That's fine. You know what else I throw in the compost pile? I throw the core of the apple into the compost pile. I just do that, you know. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, and it's true. I just don't eat an apple a day. I wish I did. I probably should. I would probably be healthier. But, you know, apples have a lot of fiber in them. But I throw those in the compost pile. And, you know, do compost piles stink? You know, it depends on what you throw in there. Again, I don't throw anything that was alive in there. I have known people to put animal weight, you know, material in there. I don't put poop in my compost pile. I don't put any manure in my compost pile. Now, if I had chickens, I would put chicken poop in there. I would do that if I had chickens and I was feeding the chickens. I would not go buy chicken poop from a chicken place. People do that and take it and throw it into their compost pile because you don't know what they're feeding the chickens. I'm a real big one on that because they feed chickens a lot of weird stuff. Okay, they just do. They feed chickens weird stuff. Here's Michael on the radio telling you that chickens eat weird stuff. And but I had my own chickens. I don't have my own chickens, but if I had my own chickens, I know what I would be feeding them, and it's not weird stuff. So I would take the poop that the chickens have, and I would put it in there. I've got a friend who lives up in North Florida, and she's got a chicken coop, and she gets a lot of chicken poop out of that chicken coop. But she feeds her chickens the right way, and she takes that chicken poop and throws it into her compost pile and works it in with all the other stuff. She's like, you know, she's like Earth Mother type woman. And lives in a cabin, you know, out in the middle of the woods. She's got goats, you know, and all kinds of stuff like that. She does not put the goat poop in there. She does not put the pig poop in there, but she will put the chicken poop in there. And if I would put chicken poop in there. You know, grass clippings, I will put those in there. I'll put just about anything like that in there that will biodegrade and turn into really cool
nice compost. And then what do you do with the compost? Well, if you're going to grow anything that you're going to eat, the compost is what you want to work into the soil because it's going to be full of all kinds of microorganisms and everything. If you're planting shrubs, you want to put it in there. I have also taken compost and spread it over the top of my St. Augustine lawn. When I had I don't do that all the time because it takes a lot of compost to do that. But one time I had a surprisingly large amount of compost, and it was dried out, and I put it in a fertilizer spreader, and it was a difficult job, but I got it spread. I'd use it as a top dressing over my St. Augustine lawn that seemed to have a lot of thatch in it, and the compost broke down the thatch and did a wonderful, wonderful job. But you have to have a lot of compost, which at that time I had a lot of compost, and I got rid of most of it by doing that on my lawn. And then, of course, my lawn looked rather beautiful after that. Smelled a little funny, but it looked absolutely beautiful after that. So composting is cool if you have time to do it. I don't have time to do it. If I were going to plant a bunch of shrubbery right now, I would go buy a couple of bags of compost. I would do that because I don't compost anymore. And I kind of wish I could get back into that. But, you know, nah. It's not, it doesn't make my heart sing to do that anymore at this stage. In this stage of my development, I do not wish to do a lot of planting or a lot of composting. Some planting. I'll talk about my yard next time. I made a lot of changes in my brain about my yard.
You're listening to Ask the Gardener.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Number is 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8900. 45. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Talk about my plans for the yard this year. Have you thought about your yard this year? It's coming up. No matter where you live, it's going to. It's the end of January right now. February's coming up. I know it's going to be cold, but I'm here to tell you, before you know it, before you can shake a stick at it, spring is going to be here, and you got to look at the yard. At the beginning of last year, I did not give two shakes about my yard. I mean, I maintained it, I mowed it, I fertilized it, I did all kinds of things. And then my neighbor, my 80-plus-year-old neighbor, hired True Green. They came out and sprayed his yard, fertilized his yard. And one day he just said to me, he goes, Michael, I said, what? He goes, my yard's greener than yours. And I don't know, it was just one of those psychological things that just sparked this thing. I said, okay, Al, this is war. I didn't say that out loud. I did not vocalize that. It just is in my brain. And I immediately went into lawn mode. And 2017 was the year of Michael has the best lawn on the block year. That was it. I mean, I set the intention. I developed a plan. I put it in motion and dedicated my life. I mean, literally dedicated my life to having the best lawn on the street. And I did. And I don't now, because we had this freeze and all the lawns looked terrible, including my own. But, because I did such a good job of organically fertilizing my yard. And when I say organically fertilizing my yard, I have switched almost 100% to Milorganite, which is a 100% organic fertilizer. It's available in many parts of the country. Again, they're not a sponsor. They don't give me any money. They don't give me a discount. They don't give me any fertilizer. I just go out and buy it. and it's expensive. It's not cheap. And I go out and I dump it on the yard. I dump it on the yard a lot, as a matter of fact. And, I mean, I had, like, you open up my garage door, the one wall, I had bags of the stuff up there, just waiting for the moment to add some more Milorganite onto the yard. I mean, I was obsessed. And I had a beautiful lawn. Now, we are in 2018, and the lady down the street, nice lady, nice lady, she's a pediatric nurse, said to me, she goes, Michael, your lawn looks so good. You going to do that again this year? I'm envious. I want my husband to have it. You know. I said, no, I'm not. She goes, what? I said, I'm over this lawn thing. It is not making my heart sing. This is a year of transformation for me. This is a year of reinvention. Hell, I might sell the house and buy a condominium. She looked at me. I said, I might sell the house, buy a condominium or worse yet, or better yet, worse, I don't know, I might buy a mobile home. Did I just say that out loud? That I might buy a mobile home? Did I actually say out loud that I might buy? I might. I just might. Might buy me a single-wide mobile home. I'm single, have a single-wide. And go live in it. Now, if I was going to do that, I would prefer to live on it on a piece of property that I owned as opposed to in a mobile home park. You know, I would prefer to do that. But I would live in a mobile home. First time I've ever said that. I've never said that. But now I'm saying, you might do that. Might stay here. I don't know. But something's going to change. And the one thing that's not going to change, or that is going to change, is that I'm not going to go bonkers on my lawn this year. Here's what I'm going to do to my lawn. Now, again, I've always done this. I mow it properly. I keep a very sharp blade. I do that. I edge. I'm rather fanatical about a good edge on a lawn. I've talked about this in the past. I think a well-edged lawn makes up for maybe not a great, you know, green lawn. It's just like, remember when you used to go to the barber? Well, if you're as old as me, you remember this. You used to go to the barber, and he had that vibrator thing on his hand, and he would give you a shoulder massage after, you know, neck massage, like, you know, to suppose, and then run it over your head, supposedly to get the loose hair off, but he was really just making you feel good. And a good, you know, with that little machine that went on the hand, I don't even know what they call it. I haven't even seen one since Mick died. Mick was my barber for 45 years. He was my barber he had one of those things. And man, when he was done with my hair, he did that. And he told me one time, you know, this, I kind of compare this to edging, a good edge on a yard. Mick said, you know, I'm going to tell you something, Michael. He says, a good shoulder massage with this little vibrating machine makes up for a not so good haircut. Well, a good edge on your yard makes up for possibly the not, you know, best looking yard. Because a good edge makes your yard look good, and I enjoy edging. And I don't edge with a weed trimmer. I edge with a edger with a blade, a steel blade. That's what I've always done. And I will continue to do that. But I'm not going to be out there every day micromanaging the lawn. I'm not going to be out there, and I did pre-emergent herbicides this last year. I did post-emergent herbicides on occasion and spot treatments. I spent a lot of money, man. I'm telling you. I did all of, I'm not going to do any of that. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to do any weed control at all. I got a bunch of Milorganite left. I'm going to slap the Milorganite on probably here at the end of February. I'm going to put 45 pounds of Milorganite on the front yard and probably 45 pounds on the backyard. And then that's going to be it, maybe until, I don't know, 1st of April. Well, just before April 1st, because we're not supposed to fertilize here after April 1st where I live. But I'll slap another thing of Milorganite down there, and then I'm done until mid-September, where and then I will then slap another bag of Milorganite. And by the way, if I didn't have all this Milorganite in my garage, I probably wouldn't be putting that much on, but I want to get rid of it, you know. Unless, of course, I sell the house and buy a condominium or a mobile home. at which point I'll leave the Miller Lite in the garage for the new people. That's just the way I'm going to do it. I'm not going bonkos on the yard. And as a matter of fact, if I didn't have to cut the yard, that would probably make me just as happy. All right, you know, I would probably, I mean, I like mowing my yard, but now I'm over this obsession that I had with the yard. You can have a nice, well-maintained yard without going bonkers. Sometimes going bonkers is good. It was good for me last year, but now I'm over it. Now I'm past it. But I do swear by my organic lawn care. So good. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.